Time for us to check sports. Let's bring in Mike Kozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. I'm trying to look around to see if there's anything exciting happening in sports, and I don't see too much happening that's exciting. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go with it.
The Islanders were losing 2-0 yesterday to Pittsburgh, and they came back to win 5-4 in overtime. So another win for the Islanders yesterday.
Wow. Was that 11 in a row?
No, I don't think it's 11 in a row. I think it's 11 games without a loss.
Wow. They could be for real.
They're playing well. I've been saying it. About time they start getting some ink. That are the guys from the garden that stink. How's that for poetry?
You're a poet, and you know it.
That's right. Nah, they're playing real good. They're playing real good. They beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's been struggling because of injuries, but the Islanders, that's their fourth win in a row. They had an overtime loss where you still get points in the modern NHL. That's why everybody has a lot of points at the end of the year. But they're playing good. They're playing real good. They have 15 wins, which is the second most in the league. So you can't argue with that.
Rob Gronkowski says he's not going to rule out a comeback to the NFL, but it won't be this year.
He don't play this year, which he's not. He's not coming back next year.
I don't know. Witten took the year off and recuperated and came back.
Gronk's got a lot of injuries, a lot more than Witten had.
He's just a good guy. That's all.
Who, Gronkowski?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I love
that. He dances to his own beat. He doesn't hurt anybody.
Huh. Nope.
He doesn't find that magic mystery bullet from the NFL. He's all right.
Yeah, he's a good guy. And I enjoy seeing him on the Fox coverage when he does the pregame stuff.
He does it?
He comes on and does cameo appearances, and he's funny because he's the Gronk. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. They have a Family Guy with Gronkowski in it. I don't know if you ever saw that one. His family moves into the neighborhood, and it's like a 26-hour-a-day party going on.
Hey, this is good news for the Mets. Cepedis is taking batting practice.
Yeah, but did you hear the whole thing?
No.
His friend Andy Chavez, that used to play for the Mets, was pitching batting practice to him, and he posted a video of Cespedes swinging and hitting. Then all of a sudden, it mysteriously disappeared. It's gone now. The Mets don't want him to come back. He's been out for so long, the Mets want him to sit out more so they can collect the insurance money and use that, or else they have to pay him. So the Mets need to be investigated. If you're investigating the Astros for that, if Cespedes doesn't play this year, the Mets need to be investigated for tampering. So we'll see how it plays out. They don't want him back. The Mets don't want him back. But the Mets shouldn't have given him the contract they gave him. There's a reason why he played for Detroit, Boston, and I'm sure I'm missing a few other teams. Oakland. There's a reason for that. If a guy has as much talent as him and he's playing for so many different teams, there's a reason for it. The Mets found out why. He has four legs and a curly tail. It's called a dog.
All right, the ballot for the Hall of Fame was announced yesterday. Of course, Derek Jeter's on there. Cliff Lee, Josh Beckett, Jason Giambi, Paul Konerko, Rafael Furcal, Bobby Abreu, and Alfonso Soriano.
Cliff Lee? How many lifetimes wins does he have?
I don't know. But Jason Giambi?
There's a lot of names on there that shouldn't be on there.
Holdovers from voting that have not got in yet will be Curt Schilling, who got 60% last year.
He should be in it.
Okay, listen to this. Roger Clemens, who got just under 60% last year.
He shouldn't be in it.
Barry Bonds, who just got under 60% last year.
He shouldn't be in it.
Larry Walker.
And he's not a Hall of Famer. He was a good hitter. Played most of his career in Colorado. Now, my opinion, not a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
I would like to know how many wins Cliff Lee has.
I don't know, but you need 75% to gain election, okay? You need 75%.
I got the list in front of me now. Brad Penny, Andy Pettit. Oh, my God. There's so many on here. Manny Ramirez, he was involved with the Roids, wasn't he? So he shouldn't be in there. Scott Rowland. Alfonso Soriano, really? Are you kidding me? Jeez, everybody gets... Billy Wagner? Whew. That's the Hall of Shame if those guys get in.
Well, I think that those are the initial ones, but I can't see them. I can't see them get again.
No. Mm-mm. Anybody involved with the Juice shouldn't be put in. And, you know, a good season or two or three, like Josh Beckett had and Cliff Lee, that doesn't put you in a Hall of Fame. Doesn't put you in a Hall of Fame. For a pitcher to be put in a Hall of Fame, he needs to have at least 250 wins. And with the way that today's baseball is played, you're not getting 250 wins ever. So you shouldn't be in a Hall of Fame.
All right, Cliff
Lee. A pitcher that can only go five or six innings shouldn't be in a Hall of Fame.
Cliff Lee's stats, 143 wins, 91 losses, an ERA of 3.52.
The first five words out of your mouth, 141 wins. That's not enough. 141 wins, and you even consider to put a guy in the Hall of Fame? That's a disjustice to everybody that's in it. I'm sorry, but I'm old school, and that's the good school. 141 wins doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame unless you were like 141-10.
Well, hopefully, it'll be narrowed down. And anybody who thinks that Derek Jeter is going to be like Mo Rivera get in, it's not going to happen. He's not going to get every vote. It's just not going to happen. I love Derek Jeter. He belongs in the Hall of Fame, but Mo was a very, 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 very special individual.
See, it discredits Rivera, because Rivera was the best ever at what he did.
Yeah.
Derek Jeter was not the best ever at what he did. Was he very good? Yeah. He wasn't the best. If you had to pick any, if you take yourself out of the microcosm bubble of the New York City area, if you had to pick one shortstop of all time for baseball to be on your team, would it be Derek Jeter? It's not. Is Derek Jeter one of the top 10? Yeah, but he's not the best. Yeah. Rivera was the best closer ever in baseball. Yeah. He deserves to be in unanimously. Yeah. Jeter doesn't. Sorry, that's my opinion, but
No, I think you're right. You need to be somebody who breaks the limit like when he first came in, Babe Ruth. Even Babe Ruth wasn't installed unanimously. And there's the guy who really helped make Major League Baseball.
Yep.
So there's very few players I think that are going to achieve what Mariano achieved. But that doesn't take away from the other players that deserve to get in. It's just like Thurman Munson. I love Thurman Munson, okay? And he was great for the Yankees. And had he played maybe 10 more years and kept his stats up, he probably would be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. But just not enough playing time. It's a horrible, because it ended with a plane crash, but just not enough playing time. That's all. And it's too bad.
No, I remember it. I was young. I remember it. And they wanted to, like, put him in the Hall of Fame immediately. Huh. Well, back... let me tell you, if it happened now, it might be. They might do it, because that's how everything's changed so much. But back then, it was like, no, he didn't play enough, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. You know, Roberto Clemente, he died in a plane crash, but he had 3,000 hits.
Yeah, because he played a long time.
Right.
And Thurman, unfortunately, did not. And it wasn't his – I mean, he died in a plane crash, but you just can't say it, because being in the Hall of Fame means you're great at what you do. You're great for a long period of time at what you do.
Not great.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the Hall of Fame is you are one of the best ever to do what you did. Yeah. Not very good, the best. And there's a fine line between being very good and being the best. Like, use Cliff Lee for an example. Was he a very good pitcher? Yes. Was he one of the best pitchers of all time? No.
Yeah.
You don't diminish the Hall of Fame. Don't just make it a little easier for some people to get in, because it disservices the greats of all time.
All right. With that being said, we've got to pick the NFL tomorrow, so remember that.
Again? All right.
All right. I'll speak to you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.